the areas being expanded are in several different locations around our campus, but primarily are creating another entrance off of Mercer and an entrance building there. We are doing additions on common spaces, being dining and other residence spaces, and then doing an expansion on Martin Health Center, which is our skilled care facility. And following that expansion, we'll come back through and renovate all of the existing. So we're not only adding beds, but we are changing our model of care. So it will be private rooms, small neighborhoods, things that add more personalized, resident-directed care.
How many beds will you add?
We're adding 18 skilled beds and changing to 80 private rooms and 8 semi.
How does this meet the needs of the population?
It does meet the needs of the population, especially the enlarging our common spaces as well, is in the subsequent phases to this one, we'll build a new assisted living building and add memory support. That will end up being where our current front entrance is. That's why we're moving an entrance. So that will add people to the community, and then we'll come back and renovate the space that is currently occupied by assisted living. So altogether, we're going to add about 100 to 120 residents to the campus.
Over what period of years?
Probably over the next 7 years.
Well, what are the demographic trends? I mean, we've been in the middle of the aging of the baby boomers for a long time. When does that end?
Well, the first baby boomers will probably enter a world like Westminster in about another 10 years. So that's part of the reason. But Westminster is very, very blessed to have over 300 people on our waiting list today. So that's a combination of people that believe they'll want to move to Westminster within the next couple of years and others that see it a little bit further down the road, but it's their plan to live here. So that's in many ways our driving force for this expansion.
How many people are coming directly from Bloomington Normal to Westminster? And how many are coming from, say, a retirement home in Florida or Arizona or someplace like that, and then coming back to the community?
Yeah, you know, it's probably the majority of our residents are either living in Bloomington Normal or McLean County. They may be wintering elsewhere, or they may have relocated for a period of time. That's a relatively small number. But there's a significant number. It's still a small percentage, but probably 10 to 20% who have not lived in Bloomington Normal, but their kids lived here. So they're moving to be closer to children.
Fundraising. How's this being paid for?
Well, this is actually, we are doing financing for this phase and are in the process. There's been several areas we've been working on. We've, of course, been working on design. We've been working through approvals. That included the state approval for the expansion of skilled care, and we secured that. And we've been working through financing. We qualify for tax-exempt financing because we're not-for-profit. And so we're working through that process and anticipate that will close in May.
What about the timing of the construction?
Most of the common spaces and new entrants will be done within the first 12 months. There'll be some because we're moving an area to another area that we won't do the subsequent renovation till the following 6 months. And Martin Health Center will take about 2 years to complete both the expansion and the renovation.